So actually, I'm going to talk about three subjects: connect my name, proxy control option, and also a little bit of Rust throw in at the end as a bonus. So my name is Philip Holmberg, and since a bit more than a year, I now work for NLNet Labs. So the question, well, that has probably been posed by many people is, can you have just a function that incomes a host name and a service and you get a socket back? And sort of the starting point for this project, because we've got some funding, so we officially defined that as Mikael Aberson in the ITF once suggested that something like that should be done. Then, of course, we want to have options, so we can have a slightly more modern version where you have a context as the first thing and it returns an error code in place instead of overloading that with the socket. But general idea. Of course, this is completely bad because this is blocking. This is what we don't want. Unfortunately, because we only at an outlet basically do DNS when it comes to name resolution, this talk ignores every other possible thing. We don't even do MDNS, but we definitely don't do anything fancy. But it should not be precluded. I mean, if people want to add it, why not? So to make it non-blocking, the obvious way to extend it is to take an event framework like libevent, and then in libevent speak it as well. You create an event base, you do a bit of initialization where you pass the event base to the asynchronous library function. You start it, it returns to say, well, okay, I'm busy. Then at some point it does a couple of callbacks, like this callback function that you pass. But the main loop is called event-based dispatch. And as long as your entire application is written around it, then the application just calls this one, and then you can call this connect by name as many times as you like. If you want to make this practical, more complex, and do release engineering, then, for example, GetDNS has support for, I think, 3 event frameworks, and you can define your own event framework and stuff like that. I all ignored this. The only thing you're going to get here is a libevent. But there's a couple of practical things that we would like to add. So now we get a rather full slide. And so far, I said you get a socket back. Implicitly, a socket back means TCP because, well, UDP is way too complex. But then in practice, who does TCP anymore? I mean, the thing is, if you have a TCP socket, then you immediately call your SSL library and you want a TLS connection. I mean, at least I hope that people are not writing new code that ships unencrypted data over the internet. Now, within libevent, you're lucky because they have a concept called buffer event. That's why the callback there gets a buffer event. And libevent can transparently do SSL. So you just read and write to the buffer event, and then libevent will, if it knows that it is TLS, then it sends it to OpenSSL. And if it's just a normal TCP connection, then it sends it to the socket. Solves that problem, and that allows the library to also do a couple of other interesting things, as we will see on the other slide. But because we are an organization that is focused on DNS, we focused on all of the complexity of stuff that you can do with DNS. So, for example, one thing that the library does, I forgot to mention, is that if you get multiple addresses back, then the traditional way is you write a for loop, you do connect to the first address and then to the second address, and there's, I don't know, many minutes timeout on a TCP connection. So if the first address doesn't work, then it takes forever. So your library needs to do happy eyeballs such that you start a connect, wait not that long, and then start the next connect, which also means that any timer system is not in the order of seconds. It should be definitely in the order of milliseconds, because it should be within human response levels and not like, okay, the network is down, we wait seconds. So that is stuff that this library can hide and that the prototype also does. But to get to the DNS part, if you have a modern web browser, then the web browser has an option to configure DNS, and that's highly controversial because it goes over HTTP, but it's something where applications have now said, okay, we're done with etc. resolve.conf. We, from an application point of view, want to be able to do decide which is our upstream resolver. So we added configuration options that you can say, well, I want to have an upstream resolver that has authenticated encryption. I don't really like QUIC, and I have no clue. So I say the only allowed transport protocols is plain old DNS over 53, which will always fail because it cannot do any encryption, but we do allow DNS